Do you feel like you're living a lie? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Maritza Cummings, who was on our previous show, who felt like she was living a lie by living as a transgender man.
You know, in life, sometimes we can wonder about our own personality and who we are and what we want to be like and who we want to be like. And I would look at different people personally and say, I want to be like that girl. Mm-hmm. She's popular. She's got a lot of friends. She's friendly. She's outgoing. I want to be like this or that. And I never really felt content with who I am and the way I was created.
I think a lot of people can identify with that. And that would be that temptation to really live a lie. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's easier to change one's behavior to act like someone else. And especially when we don't know who we truly are.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's not really any, you know, classes or teaching on how do you really find out who you really are.
Mm.
It's always like, you know, follow some type of model, be like some other person.
Yeah.
And then all that compiled together will become who you are.
Mm.
But when one does that so much, sometimes it gets so far that people begin to feel like, oh my gosh, I'm just living a lie.
Mm.
And it could lead to such a feeling of even more discontentment than before.
Right.
And so how does one truly discover who they are?
Yeah.
And for me, what I found out is when I came to know Christ and I found out, hey, someone made me.
Yeah.
I'm custom made.
Mm.
And I have a custom purpose. There is no one else like me.
Yeah.
But it really took my relationship with Jesus Christ to truly discover, hey, why did you make me this way? Why am I this way?
Yeah.
And to feel comfortable in my own skin.
There will never be another you, so be the best you you can be. Let's hear from Maritza after the break.
Real Life is made possible by people like you. We'd like to take this opportunity to sincerely thank you for your generous support. We couldn't do it without you. May God bless.
Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us once again is Maritza Cummings, and she was sharing with us how she was a lesbian for 22 years and then eventually started to transition into a man. And it all stemmed from having an abusive alcoholic father and also being sexually abused by a friend of the family. She started to hate herself and didn't like her image and wanted to be a man so that she could push away men as she was afraid of men. She ended up in a marriage with a female, but knew that there was something not right, felt it was wrong. She became very spiritual, but she wasn't a believer. She wasn't a Christian. She just was a very spiritual person.
Yep, new age.
And got into bodybuilding and became very masculine, took hormones. And let's welcome to the show, Maritza. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. So I understand you kept trying to fill the void, though everyone on the outside said you have it all together. You're doing great. Deep down, you were dying on the inside and you just felt like you were counterfeit, or there was a word that you used that kept coming
imposter.
To your mind. An imposter.
An imposter. And, you know, I went on the circuit, documentaries, wrote a book. I was trying to convince everyone that this was the right thing to do, that it was the solution. But deep down inside, I knew that I was lying to myself. I knew that the void was not filled. I knew that this whole persona that I created to protect Maritza was a fake and a phony.
Mm. Wow.
Wow. And your name you would go by is Mark, is that right?
Mark Angel, yes.
Wow. And so after you divorced, you tried to go out with men who are actually transitioning into women, and
correct.
They're called trans women. Is that right?
Exactly. That's correct.
So you started to date these men who became women, and what were you noticing?
Well, I thought it would be safe. I knew that it didn't feel right to be with genetically born female because I was a woman, even though I was portraying as a man, but something inside of me told me that was wrong. So I figured, well, let me try transgender females to see how that goes. And it seemed okay superficially, but like they were just as much of an imposter as I was.
Oh,
and
wow.
So it was like, I got to see how much of an imposter this whole trans thing actually is. by being with transgender female, seeing how much pain they're actually in, how much depression, how much anxiety, how much turmoil, because they're constantly trying to be something that they're not. They're living a lie. So it allowed me to see how much of a lie this actually was.
Mm. And so you felt like, wow, this really validates the way I'm feeling. I mean, you had been going through this for years. And in fact, you had a mastectomy and a hysterectomy all at the same time, which legally made you a male.
Correct.
But deep down, you knew you were still a woman.
Yes.
And you started to date someone and get married. Can you tell me about that?
Well, they actually came to visit me all the way from Minnesota, and they had a terrible car accident. So we met for the very first time at the ICU ward. So I took on the role of the caregiver. All this nurturing feelings inside of me that I never knew I had started to come out. I had to literally feed them. I had to wipe them because they had no use of their hands. I had to rehab them back to health. So that just brought in some feelings that I was like, wait a minute, whoa, where is this all coming from? So I started feeling all these feelings inside, and I felt like there was healing starting to take place inside of me through this person. And this person was raised evangelical, and they started to listen to Christian music and watch some worship online and things of that nature. But they believe that it's okay to be trans and be a Christian. But deep down inside, I was like, this doesn't feel right. How can you be Christian and continue to live this life? It was like I was feeling this turmoil. You know, it's like, okay, I want to be Christian and I love Christian music, and God was working through me through this Christian music, but I didn't want to continue to be trans. So I detransitioned, and they didn't want me to detransition. They wanted me to continue to present as male. So they detransitioned, but that lasted for 2 months. During that time, we actually got water baptized. And I was so happy. I was like, yes, normalcy at last. This feels good. This feels right. This is exactly what I've been searching for.
And before the water baptism, you actually gave your heart to Jesus and said, I want you, Jesus.
Yes, yes. And unfortunately, they didn't want to continue living the life as a biological male and me as a biological female. And because I was so in love with this person, and I figured, well, maybe God will work in their heart. So I'll just continue to pray, and I'll continue to pray. But nothing. I mean, God was changing me, but was not changing them.
And for the sake of clarity, I'm going to just say it so people who are listening can understand. Maritza was a female who transitioned to a man. And she married a man who transitioned into a woman.
Right, so flip,
and then they married each other. And Maritza came to know Jesus. And after that, she wanted to turn back into a female, transition back to female. But the person that she was married to wanted to stay
as
the
female,
way
yeah.
that he was as a female.
Exactly. Right. Which was very disheartening because I was like, gosh, you know, the couple of months that we were living as a regular heterosexual couple were the happiest 2 months of my life.
Mm.
And I got to taste what it felt like to be normal, to be, you know, living the way God wanted me to live.
Wow. And through that, you actually had an encounter with God where you heard the audible voice of God. There were some problems going on in the relationship and you heard the voice of God. Tell me what happened.
So prior to hearing the voice of God, our relationship was rocky because I was all about going against the trans agenda and they were all about pro-trans agenda. So my heart was just struggling with this and said, you know what? I don't think we should stay together anymore. I think it's time to call this quits because I know that in my heart, this trans thing is wrong. Mm-hmm. Well, 3 days later, I'm driving home from my shoulder rehab and I hear an audible voice that told me, you know what you have to do.
Wow.
And right away, I was like, I knew. It's like I knew exactly what God wanted. He wanted me to detransition and he wanted me to get divorced. And I felt this peace inside of me. And then although I loved this person so much, I love Father more. And I know that God was kind of telling me, who are you going to choose? Are you going to choose the love of this person or are you going to choose the love of me? And I chose God.
Wow. Mm. You know, there are people listening right now who have choices to make. And I want to have you on our next show to talk about the experience of transitioning back into a woman and what that's like and how your life has changed. But we want to pray for people who are struggling with their sexual identity, and maybe they've either been sexually assaulted, abused, or maybe they just have thoughts of being with same sex and they're maybe confused or don't want to tell anyone. We're going to pray for them, that the Lord would speak to them as he has to you. Thank you so much, Maritza, for being with us, and we'll have you on our next show.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You know, I think that this is such an interesting story about hearing how so many people can fake things. And I think that a lot of people, they can sometimes say, and I'll be honest with you, as a former atheist, I used to think Christians were fake. I used to think that they were the ones who faked things. And it's so interesting to hear the story of someone who was transgender and said, actually, that was a lot of fakeness. And I'm not saying that to insult anyone at all. But I think that so many people in the place that they're at, they can wonder, is it okay to be trans and Christian at the same time? And that really is a struggling question for so many people. And is it? Well, it's clearly stated in the Bible that as what Maritza has come across is that it's wrong. The Bible does verify that. And that's what God actually led her to understand and has changed her life. What I love to hear is that all of the void she was looking for her whole life was never her sexual identity at all. It was knowing Jesus. That was what fulfilled her life. It wasn't seeking this or seeking that. It was seeking Jesus. So Lord Jesus, we just come to you right now. For all of the audience who's listening, we come to you. We ask for clarity for the whole nation, God, to really understand what Maritza is bringing, the question here that a lot of people are asking. Mm-hmm. So let's just, you know, talk about the elephant in the room here.
Filling the void.
So Lord Jesus, we just pray, Lord God, that you would, for anyone out there who is wondering, Father, bring clarity. And for anyone who's listening right now who's saying, gosh, there's that void in my heart. There is that anxiety in my heart. And I'm faking, like I'm telling everyone, I'm fine, but I'm not fine. Jesus, for the one who's saying, that's me, we receive you. We believe in you. We ask that you'd fill us right now. Fill that person right now with your love and your goodness
and your acceptance,
and your peace,
Lord.
And your acceptance
God.
For who they are. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And if you need prayer, we want to hear from you. Give us a call. Our number is 877-480-4477. Again, 877-480-4477. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.